So this whole week here has been about legacy, right? Building something that's bigger than just the founder, something that outlasts the founder and affects more people than just the founder. And that actually ties in really well with what I wanted to talk to you guys about today, because today we're talking about how to build an employee-attracting system that brings A players into a business without having to rely on job posting sites. And so that's what we're going to be talking about here today, because if we're going to build something that's bigger than just the founder, we have to bring more people than just the founder. I hope that's pretty clear. All right, quickly, I'm going to talk about myself. I hope you can deal with that for about 20 seconds. I'm not going to spend too much time. My name's Connor Claussen. I'm the owner of Home Service Hiring. I help service businesses across the whole country find people that they're proud to put in front of their customers. And I've been involved with Howard and Howard's network for quite a few years, first as someone who is being coached by Howard's team, and now I'm a sponsor, which is very cool. All right, so let's be very clear with what we want here today, because as Zig Ziglar says, we can't hit a target that we can't see. If we don't know where we're going, we're probably going to end up somewhere else. So here's our goal. We need to build a system for reliably attracting talent, a system for bringing people in that are going to help implement your systems, build your systems, and actually push the business forward. Now, when I was working on this slide deck, I wanted to just squeeze all of it down into one slide, that if pretty much everything is forgotten except for this, I'll consider that a win. And that is this: hiring is sales. Hiring is selling. Now, what I mean by that is when I say sales, I'm just meaning the process of turning a stranger into a long-term customer. When I say recruiting and hiring, that's just the process of turning a stranger into a long-term productive employee. And so the only difference here is what we're selling, right? In one, we're selling products and services. In the other, we're selling opportunity, your job opportunity. So what I'm going to show you here is going to be a way to approach hiring like it's a sales problem, because when we approach it as though it's sales, it kind of takes the confusion out of it and it becomes more methodical and clearer. I've heard the term sales funnel thrown around quite a lot today. I'm hoping that you guys have all heard the term sales funnel before today. If you've heard sales funnel, just let me know. Okay, pretty much everyone. Awesome. When I say sales funnel, I just mean all of the steps that are required before someone can go from not knowing that you exist until eventually buying your stuff. And pretty much every service business follows very similar steps. Before someone can buy from you, they have to know that you exist, hear about your stuff. After that, they have to raise their hand and say, "I'm interested in your stuff, tell me more." Whether that's a form on the website, calling you, emailing you, WhatsApp, doesn't really matter, just letting you know that they're interested in your stuff. After that, there's typically a sales meeting in which there's an offer, and then either they accept it or they reject it. Basic sales process. This is the sales funnel. The hiring funnel is its cousin. It's almost exactly the same. Because before someone can join your team, they have to know about you, know that you're hiring, know about your open positions. After that, they have to raise their hand and say, "I'm interested in this job, tell me more." After that, there's a meeting, in this case we call it an interview, in which there might be a job offer, and they might accept it, they might reject it. This is the hiring funnel. Every business needs two funnels: one to get sales, one to get employees. One to make money, one to get people that help you make money. But what I see is that so many people, they're focused on sales. How do we market more, tell more people about our stuff, sell more stuff, make more money? But they neglect their hiring funnel, which is how do we find the people that makes all of that easier? So ask yourself, do you have a reliable hiring funnel? Think about the roles that are in your business. Maybe it's an admin role, a sales role, technician role. Do you know exactly where they're going to come from, how many interviews you have to do, and every single step required to find that person? If not, you can probably just copy some stuff from here. All right. Because I don't know why that's blocked out as a big white bar, but it's supposed to say good recruiting is simple, not easy. What I'm showing you here, it's not as revolutionary as I wish it would be, it'd be easier to sell if it were just this amazing revolutionary thing. It's just the fundamentals taken from a slightly different approach. What I've noticed is when I'm working with service businesses, there's really three things that separate the people that find people from the people who struggle to find people. And that's these three things. The people that find great employees, they tell more people about their jobs. More people know that they're hiring. They also get more applicants, and because they're getting more applicants, they're filtering through more applicants, they're doing more interviews. It's mostly just a function of more. Now here's where it's gonna look a little bit strange, a little bit unconventional. When most service businesses have a job opening, whatever role they're trying to fill, they pretty much all do the same thing. They go to Indeed, slap together an ad, post it, hope and pray that someone applies. That's pretty much most service businesses' hiring funnel. When I'm working with businesses, I'm taking a slightly different approach. We're going to Facebook and Instagram ads, and we're using Facebook and Instagram ads to target local areas to let thousands and thousands of local people know about the position and know that they're hiring. When we do this, it allows us to supercharge our job postings, and instead of reaching a couple dozen, maybe a couple hundred people, we're reaching tens of thousands of people to let tens of thousands of local people know that we're hiring. So this is a screenshot from one of my clients. With his hiring campaign, we've reached 64,000 people, a total of over 500,000 times. That kind of volume cannot and will not ever be matched by traditional hiring methods. That's why this is powerful. Because when we get more applicants, it allows us to be pickier later on. My average client, when we implement this system, we're generating an average of 100 applicants in the first 30 days of turning their ads on. 100 people saying, I'm interested in this job, tell me more. After we get a long list of people who are interested, it's no longer, does this person exist? It's how do we find this person in this list of people? Which takes us to our final step, which is better filtering. Filtering is just the process of weeding out people who aren't a good fit for your business. People who may not be a good culture fit, people who may even be toxic. They may be bad fits in general. When I'm screening through applicants for clients, I'm always screening in multiple different ways. I want to see how do they communicate on email? How do they communicate on text? How do they communicate on the phone? I want to see how they're communicating multiple different ways over multiple different days. Because almost everybody can lie once. It becomes harder to lie twice, three times. Kevin O'Leary said, always tell the truth because then you never have to remember what you said. I think that's brilliant. All right. This is a process of aggressive elimination. Whether I'm looking directly for one role for a client, or whether I'm consulting on a client for how do you refine your hiring system, I'm always recommending that you have a quota for eliminations. It's a little bit harsh, it's a little bit mean, but it's required and it's necessary. Because when we eliminate between 90 and 95% of applicants, we're left dealing with people who are very likely to be a good fit. Just to show you a little bit of the context for scale for what is required here, Holland is right there. He's one of my clients. Say hi to Holland. I love Holland too. But when we were looking for an office admin together, I went through 98 names for him to find one. When we were looking for a water damage technician, because he's a water damage and water restoration technician, I went through 176 names just to find one. Now, it's a lot of work, right? Good recruiting is simple, but it isn't easy. It's a lot of work, but it's necessary because I'd rather go through those 99 names than hire the first warm body with a pulse. Here's the client that Christian was talking about, finding that residential sales consultant. 99 names. We went through 99 names. I conducted dozens of interviews. It's just what's required, because if we're going to find people who are a good fit, we're probably not going to want to rely on luck. We're going to want to rely on past experiences and just aggressive volume. When we set up a system like this, we get the luxury of picking the best of the best. Offer rejections don't have to hurt anymore because we have a lineup of people behind them that are ready to fill that role. And at the end of the day, the business with the best team, they're going to close the most deals. They're going to sell at higher prices with higher profit margins. They're going to get the most reviews. They're going to get the most referrals. The business with the best team is going to win. And that's why I believe this is the most important lever that businesses can pull. How are we finding people? What are we saying? And how are we going to hire them? All right. I've moved really quickly. I think this slide deck was 52 slides. Moved really quickly. So I want to quickly just go over what we've covered. We've talked about the hiring funnel, how every business needs a hiring system for reliably turning strangers into long-term employees. We've talked about how we can supercharge job listings with modern marketing tools like Facebook and Instagram. We've talked about filtering applications aggressively and getting rid of 90 to 95% of applicants. And then, of course, more. So here's what it is. If I offered to help you find and place a qualified sales rep, technician, or office admin within 30 days, would that be of interest to you? Here's how it works. The first thing we do is we're going to sit down and become very clear of who do we want to attract, because if we don't know who we're looking for, I promise you we will find somebody else. So we're going to be very, very clear of who we want. After that, we're going to set up custom ads for the roles specifically for your company that we're trying to fill. From there on, we're going to generate a long list of applicants. I've never had a client go more than 48 hours without getting an applicant. So we're going to generate a long list. And then after that, we're going to screen out those applicants and get rid of 90 to 95% of them before you ever see them, so that the people you're talking to are likely to be a good fit for your business. Finally, you only pay after you say, "Connor, I love this guy. We're going to send him a job offer." That's it. If you see how powerful this can be, I want to invite you, scan that QR code there, or you can go to that link. It's going to take you to my personal calendar. That calendar is going to look like that. Pick a day that works for you. Pick a time that works for you. Put in your name, email, phone number, and let's have a conversation. It's been a pleasure to talk to you guys, so I'll also be out there.